podcast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
So, Noah, tell me about all of these new listeners that have been telling you that you guys are too mean to me.
A couple new listeners. I don't know about all. You know, don't get all crazy on me.
Where are these new listeners? Who are these new listeners?
Just people what are I these know. New listeners? Just people I know. Friends. They're like, oh, I listen to your podcast. You guys are mean to Andy.
You let friends listen to Tancast?
Some. Not all.
And do they love it?
Let's see, one only listens once a month when they have to file stuff.
That's really all you
need? I'm like, that's hurtful.
Wait, do they have to file stuff for 4 hours, or do they come to you and say, okay, pick one?
No, they. I think
Sophie's choice time.
Listen to the newest one. Oh. And then another friend said we talk about. I get shit, Andy gets shit, but Tim doesn't get any shit.
Tim gets shit.
Tim doesn't get as much shit because Tim's doing the editing. that is not funny. Chip, chip, shoo!
hey, Tim, remember that time you fucked that sheep?
Chip, chip, shoo! You know what the listeners just heard? Hey, Tim!
Tim
and Noah.
Tancast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb. I'm a stand-up comedian. My job is to make people laugh. But you know who makes me laugh? My two old roommates, Andy and Noah. We used to live together in a tan house, so now we get together every week and do this Tancast. This week, we throw out a special shout-out, we talk about the Lego movie, Noah reviews the escape plan, and then it's another round of our worst movie ever tournament with White Chicks versus Blood Rain. And we hear this sound.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
That means there's a link to whatever we're talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
Tancast.
Welcome to Tancast. Right. I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy, I'm the abused spouse in Tancast.
But you keep coming back for more.
I do.
I'm Noah.
It's because I know deep down you guys love me.
He shows me he loves me by hitting me.
I know, you guys just get mad sometimes.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, boy.
I'm Noah, the In and Tancast.
See, I don't give Tim shit directly. I just make Tim feel real guilty.
As well you should.
Oh, isn't he Catholic enough?
Nah, he can never be Catholic enough.
That's true. Not even the Pope is Catholic enough. For like
according
Limbaugh.
To some people, you are absolutely correct.
Yep.
What's going on?
The Pope is too tolerant and.
Right. Which is
liberal,
good.
Commie.
What's the word I'm looking for? Christ-like.
Yeah.
And it's really annoying people.
It is.
Before we get going,
no.
I'd like to do a Tancast shout out.
Out.
You're doing it. Doing it. Doing it. Doing it.
Now, we're up to our long-distance dedication. Let's come start again from coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that's up-tempo and I gotta talk about a fucking dog dying. What is this fucking ponderous, man? Ponderous, fucking ponderous.
Kiki wrote in and asked if we could give her fiance Harry a little shout out because he's been feeling sick and it would put a smile on his face. All right, so start smiling, fuckstick, because we are giving you a shout out.
There you go.
Oh, I'm bad at this. I'm bad at this.
Start smiling, fuckstick.
Is that not the best way to shout out someone sick?
Hey, brought buddy. A tear to my eye.
What's wrong? You okay, buddy? Talk to me. You need a hug?
Who, me?
No, I'm talking to the shout-out.
Yeah. I wonder if Harry's his real name, or if it's just descriptive. Like,
what was that?
I said, I wonder if Harry's his real name, or if it's just descriptive. Like, you know, dude needs to trim his shit.
Maybe that's why he's feeling bad. Do you need a haircut?
Maybe.
Do you need a trim? Do you need a wax? What's going on, Harry?
Shave your balls, dude. You feel better.
No, don't shave your balls. Just condition that shit. Well, make it silky and manageable.
You know, ladies like Harry. Ladies like it when you trim it up for them. You know, when they go down, they don't want that hair in their mouth. Just trim it up. Maybe you'll feel better.
You can trim it, just don't shave it.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
Leave a guard on it, but you know, make it look like your balls had cancer, but you beat that cancer, and now the hair's coming back.
Make it look like your balls joined the military. That way, not only is it well kept, but you look a little tough down there.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. Put some pins on there, some stars and stripes. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, just pin it right through your scrot skin.
Show your girl your rank. You know what I'm saying?
My ball's got an army patch. Gonna bury my cock right in your snatch. Sound off. 1, 2. Sound off. 6, 9.
I'm done. I don't know, but I've been told Eskimo pussy is mighty cold.
Oh, that's an actual one, Noah.
Yeah.
Come on.
But I like it.
Oh, no, that's good.
Because, yeah, it probably is cold out there in the snow.
Probably not.
Oh, it's so cold. It's like icicles.
Once you get...
You don't know
what? Probably 98.6 degrees on average.
No. It's a proven fact. Eskimo pussy is colder than the American pussy.
Noah, they say the Aleutians
Eskimos
are cold.
Eskimos aren't Americans!
Mm-mm. No.
But sealskin pants contain the warmest quims of all.
Something like that.
I did. The warmest quims of all. Because quim is such a naughty word, but sounds so adorable.
It is. If I ever meet Tom Hiddleston, I want him to call me a mewling quim. That will make my day.
Who's that?
Loki.
That's what I was going to say. Okay.
Come on.
I don't know these people's names.
Learn it. He's an up-and-comer.
You're the worst fangirl ever.
Totally.
I'm not a fangirl.
And I was like, oh my god, Justin
See?
Bieber!
Justin Bieber.
What's his name is on the show Looking.
Here's the pitch. Oh, shit.
Left field facts from Noah.
What's his name?
Why can't remember his name? Quantum Leap guy.
Scott Bakula?
Yes.
What the fucking fuck?
What did I think of that? I don't remember.
I don't know.
We were talking about, you know, fanboys, and I thought about Star Trek, and Scott Bakula was on Star Trek.
Well, no, if you ever, quote-unquote, happen by the house where they record and you see him, call him back at Upula. I'm sure he would appreciate that.
What?
Back at Upula. Come on. It just makes
sense.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if that was just something Andy made up or just weirdness.
No, just the man clearly does squats. He keeps the glutes tight. And I appreciate that.
Well, speaking of television, Noah, you're still not watching the Michael J. Fox show, right?
Right, that's right.
Oh.
Yeah, fuck you. They canceled it. It's your fucking fault, you fucking fuck.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Now I don't get to watch it anymore because you're a fucking fuck.
And I don't get to watch it anymore.
Fuck,
and I've been enjoying it.
Fucking fuck.
That was all me if I just watched it.
It was you. It was you and your piece of shitness.
You know what, Tim? Somehow I blame you for this. You told me there was joy there.
I've been watching it.
I went to where you told me to go. I experienced a nugget of joy and now it's gone.
I'd rather just never experience it at all, Tim.
I can't help but feel that this is at least partially your fault, sir.
How dare you?
What, Tim? What do you have to say that, Tim?
I say, how dare you?
With these two closely shorn scrot nuts. That's how I dare.
And Jimmy Fallon's got the Tonight Show. All is fucking lost and it's all Noah's fault.
I had nothing to do with that.
You had everything to do with that.
I do watch his videos online sometimes.
That Brian Williams rapping to Rapper's Delight was pretty funny.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
I've not seen that. But
oh,
yeah,
I will attempt
Fallon's
it.
Got some actual skills when it comes to doing, like, you know, sound like kind of song parody stuff. Or, you know, just performance parody.
The only things I like are when he's not in it. Like the fucking dance along with Will Smith, I'm like, couldn't care less. He did some sort of rapping thing with Justin Timberlake, and the YouTube started buffering right in the middle of it. I'm like, good enough, I'm done.
That's actually the fifth one he's done, and they're pretty good. The dance off with Will Smith was not that good. The lip syncing contest with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and the other guy, I can't remember his name right now.
I submit to you both that the top late night dance will be Colbert and Cranston doing Daft Punk's Up All Night.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
Yes.
Is that a new thing?
No, it was before the VMAs.
Yeah, it was way before the VMAs.
Which, now that we're Daft in our Punk late 30s, we should not know when the VMAs are.
Fair enough. Daft Punk was supposed to be on the Colbert Report, and then it turned out that they were also going to make a surprise appearance on the VMAs, so MTV put a stop to them being on the Colbert Report.
Like bitches.
Right, oh yeah, yeah.
Like such bitches. Like it was... like, it was a done deal, and MTV told them that they had to back out. So, their quote-unquote surprise got announced by Colbert.
He's like, yeah, they're going to make a surprise appearance at the MTV Movie Awards. Don't tell anybody I told you that.
I was like...
not Movie Awards, Video Awards, whatever.
And then he took their song and did something way more awesome with it.
Now... did you actually see that they didn't even perform on the VMAs?
No. Again, you know, no. Mid to late 30s.
They just showed up.
Hey, everybody. Showed up. We're dudes in helmets.
Oh, wait, wait. You're talking. That is another thing that they did not do at the VMAs.
Oh, well, yeah, they don't talk either. So it's more like, you can't see, but I'm waving.
Which means it could be anybody. Just anybody slap those two helmets on.
No,
I don't know why they don't just franchise like the Blue Man Group and just send Daft Punks everywhere. Hey, everybody, it's Daft Punk. Sure, why not? How you doing?
It's totally aren't you a little,
aren't you a little short for a Daft Punk? Maybe you like it back in your cell, Your Highness.
Oh, that's not Daft Punk. That's their cover band, Crazy Ska.
So, how was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Not bad. It went really well right after we got done recording Tancast, because we went and saw the Lego Movie, which
whoop,
I understand.
Oh, no, and I saw the Lego Movie.
Yes. That's probably when you were making fun of me. You bastards.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep, it happened.
Nothing happened.
It was wonderful.
Fuck face shit masters. Swear to God. These days are going crazy. Fucking drive to California, kill everybody. Oh, the Lego Movie.
Tancast Movie Reviews.
It was fantastic. The only thing that was taking me out of it was my fucking scumbag brain watching this going, holy shit, did they do stop motion for this whole thing with, like, you know, just some CGI for, like, the eyes and whatever? This all CGI, and they were just, like, committed and detail-oriented and made it look, because there's, like, little tiny flaws in the plastic and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I guess it was all CGI. I looked it up later because, you know, I couldn't stop wondering about it. Like, the movie's funny. The jokes are funny. The characters are funny. And it's like, it was well-paced, and there was, like, lots of, you know, shout-outs to Lego geeks. Apparently, there were shout-outs that I didn't even fucking get, because I'm not enough of a Lego geek. But then you get towards the back, I'd say, third of the movie, and there's a little bit of a twist that suddenly, like, kind of gives you new light into whole everything that's been going on that you've been watching so far. And it was actually, like, kind of meaningful, which you wouldn't think for a little kid's movie that's about a bunch of little minifigures running around on top of little toy bricks. Yeah, it was like the whole movie was just, it was a spectacularly well-made movie, and, you know, my fucking brain's like, I wonder how they did that. It's like, shut the fuck up and enjoy the joy.
That's part of enjoyment for you, though.
Well, I felt like I was thinking too much about that. You know, I was, like, seeing it too much from, like, a technical standpoint and not just letting myself enjoy the movie. You know, if I want to watch it for the, oh, how did they do that shot? Maybe second or third time through is a good time for that. You know, maybe don't start dissecting it while you're, you know, just letting the story wash over you. Oh, man. This is so minor. There's no spoiler on this at all. But it made me laugh my silly ass off. And my wife had no idea why. When the circa 1980s generic space guy.
I had that guy.
When they did a close-up of him and you could see that the helmet was cracked right at the middle of the jawline.
Yes!
It was like, fucking every single one! Yes! That is what happens to those guys!
I was surprised. This is a minor spoiler. So I'm going to put the Steve Carell spoiler yell right here.
No! God! No! God! Please! No! 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 No!
I was very surprised when the Star Wars character showed up.
I was surprised when the Star Wars character showed up and one of them started using a certain voice. I was like, holy shit, they got him. Then I had to go, like, wait for Han Solo to start talking again and realize, oh, no, it was just Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah, I as soon as Han Solo didn't talk, at first when he talked, I was like, did they get Harrison Ford? And then Billy Dee Williams was doing most of the rest of the talking. I'm like, no, they didn't. They would have had him say more than two lines if they'd gotten him.
Well, I don't know. It's Harrison Ford. Maybe that's all they teased out of him. Maybe that's all the lines that weren't mumbled.
Maybe that was all that was audible. Yeah. Like,
hello, I'm Harrison Ford. Han Solo.
Here's my wife.
Where's my chat?
Looking bastard.
I was telling my wife about that. She went, it was like, but they couldn't get Harrison Ford. And she was like, oh, because they're not as high caliber as the Expendables 3. I was like, good fucking point.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hi, everybody. Andy and Noah were discussing something that I did not want them to discuss, and they wouldn't shut up about it, so I had to cut out this chunk of the show. Now, let's get back to the action. By the way, fuck you, Andy and Noah. And we're back.
How was your week, Tim?
I got the worst fucking migraine headache at work the other day, and here's what when I get a migraine, I get this thing where, you know, like when someone takes a picture, like in a dark room with a flash, and you have that, like, spot that you still see?
Yep.
So what happens is I see that, but without anyone having taken a picture. Like, I'll all of a sudden be like, oh, shit, I've got this spot in my vision for no reason. And then 10 to 20 minutes later, the headache starts. 10 to 20 minutes after that, horrible nausea.
That's actually apparently pretty typical for migraines.
Well, it sucks. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. Not one bit. So, like, I finally just had to be like, guys, I need to leave. I cannot... I keep thinking I'm going to throw up, and I'm nowhere near the bathroom. And I have to keep running over there. And then once I'm there, I don't actually throw up. And then I wander back to my desk, and then I feel like I have to throw up again. And then I have to get up and go. And then I'm like, fine, like, and my head is throbbing. And I can't really even see the screen that I'm trying to type on. I'm just going to call it a day. So then I go down to my car to get ready to drive home. I'm like, I'm going to have to psych myself up for this. Then I finally drove home. I think I got into bed at 3:30 in the afternoon. I got back out of bed at 7 o'clock the next morning.
Feeling refreshed and rested?
No. Oh. Feeling exhausted and, like, my head was hurting, like, you know, like when you've exerted something? Like when you're exercising? Uh-huh. No one knows. And
what are you talking about? I live in a house with stairs.
But, like, it's, like, it's done hurting, but then, like, the next day it's still sore if you exert it. Like, oh, shit, that's still sore. Like, that's how my head was. So if I did anything, like, bend down, or especially cough or sneeze, my head would, like, just throb with pain. And I was like, oh, God, I'm going to sneeze. That's your heart! Oh, it hurts to even strain. Ow. And then I had a dentist appointment after that.
Oh.
Which turned out to be... the dude flossed out one of my fillings. I was like, no, don't take out more fillings. You're supposed to put fillings in.
That's so good.
However, March 8th, I will have a tooth again.
Hooray!
Booyah. So that's the moral of that story.
Too hard in the fillings.
Good news. Very good news, sir.
So, migraine bad, tooth getting good.
Yes. Filling rip out also bad, so I'd say on the whole, not a great week for you. You know what, Tim, I take it all back. If you need to make fun of me when I'm not there so you can feel a little better, you go right ahead, buddy.
No, maybe that was comeuppance for making fun of you when you weren't there.
Maybe. Or maybe
that was cosmic smat.
Maybe you just needed that moment.
I'm having a moment.
You just needed that moment of mirth before the rest of the week took a big fat dump on you and then took a picture and showed you. Oh, hey, do you guys want to know which part of this episode my wife is going to pee her pants?
No.
Okay. No.
Well, it's this part right here when I say the word poofy.
Poofy?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Why would that make her pee her pants?
She was trying to figure out what a poo selfie would be. So she said poofy and then laughed her ass off for like the next 25 minutes. I was like, this isn't that funny.
Noah, how was your week?
Oh, pretty good. I watched Escape Plan.
Timecast movie reviews.
It was okay. Not as good as I hoped.
What is Escape Plan?
Oh,
that's the Schwarzenegger Stallone team up.
Oh,
long overdue. Yeah.
Noah,
it's like,
you know, you could have spent all that time watching Michael J. Fox show.
Yeah, asshole.
Fuckface.
No, that's done and over with. I have to keep watching the Michael J. Fox show.
But you could have. That right there, that may have been enough.
Funny shit.
But I didn't want to.
You could watch three or four episodes in the time that it took you to watch a disappointing Schwarzenegger Stallone movie.
I could have, but I didn't want to.
Well, you are a piece of shit.
So here's the problem. It makes out to be like a smart, you know, movie. Like, oh, you know, he's gonna be so smart and figure out ways to break out of the prison, in this unbreakable prison. So, you know, Sylvester Stallone, he's like this character that whose job is to break out prisons to test how secure they are. So then, he gets put in this prison, supposedly like the most secure prison ever, and it seems like he's been double-crossed, and like someone put him in there and wants him to stay there forever. Here's the problem. If you're going to make an unbreakable prison, you got to be way smarter than they were. Like, A, why would people even have clothes? Like, that just gives them opportunities to hide shit, which they do. It's like, really? You don't strip search them every time they go somewhere? So, yeah, it started off kind of smart and then kind of fell from there. It's like, oh, all right. I thought you were going to be better. And so the regular prison rooms are clear, so they can always see them. The solitary confinement, which they try to go into so they can, you know, do their escapey stuff, is not clear. It just has one camera. I'm like, really?
I'm
going to
guess that camera has a blind spot that they were not aware of.
It does not, but there's one point where it covers it up.
Oh, and they just don't notice? Oh, I guess the camera's on the fritz again. Like every other movie.
Or, I love this, like, right? Like, they have, like, a camera bank, right? Mm-hmm. But only, like, they're spread apart. Like, oh, we're going to put some of the camera models over here and some over here. That way, if there's something happening over here, you'll all look over here and not pay attention to what's going on over there. which does happen. It's like, really? Yeah, so it just wasn't as good as I hope. I mean, someday, I mean, and granted, it's not really, I mean, there are so many movies that do that, that, you know, kind of, what?
I mean, no, I mean, you know, I mean, wait, I mean, here's what I mean.
There are a lot of movies that will not follow logical rules to give, you know, their characters a chance to, you know, be the hero or escape. I would love to see a movie where it's like, they set it up to be, like, really smart, and then the hero's just so smart, he figures out a way out of it, as opposed to, like, oh, we made these obvious mistakes, and that's why you escaped.
Yeah. Fair enough. It may just be lazy screenwriting, but there's also plenty of movies where it's like, they write it super smart, and it's like, you watch it the first time, you're like, holy crap, that was clever. Oh my gosh, like, they set this all up, and the hero still figured his way out, whatever. And then you start to think about things like Ocean's 11. It's like, okay. But how did the bags get down there and then out before, like, how did the bags get out with the SWAT team? How did the bags full of, spoiler alert, the bags full of magazines go out with the SWAT team? How did they get that in there to get those out?
What the
Ted
hell?
Ted, fake everybody.
There's an ant on my computer.
Tim's obviously paying attention to you.
He's paying as much attention.
I was paying attention until all of a sudden an ant started crawling across the screen.
And let's be honest, Noah, that's all the attention I deserve.
No, you deserve all the attention, buddy.
Aw. 2014. Fist bump.
I'm touching my screen, buddy.
Me too. Right on the Noah.
So, if you thought, oh, Escape Plan looks kind of good, watch it. You could skip it.
No. No.
Well, it wasn't terrible. It just wasn't great.
No, I figure a movie with action heroes who were in their prime 30 years ago, probably not going to be super exciting. Time marches on. That's what I'm saying.
I just don't learn. I just don't learn.
Yeah. It's time for them to start playing badass grandpas like Clint Eastwood. That's a man who knows how old he is.
Or just, yeah, I guess air directing. I don't know who directed that one.
Speaking of disappointing movies.
Yes. I almost said something in response to what Noah just said about not knowing who directed. But then it gives away who I'm going to pick this week.
You picked an Alan Smithy film?
No, and there are so many good ones to choose from. I mean, not good, but good for our purposes. So many suitable Alan Smithy films. There we go. That's what I meant.
Because it's time for the worst movie ever.
Tournament.
Worst movie ever. Tournament.
Y'all ready for this? Bing, bing, ding, bing, 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 ding. That's not how the music goes.
No, it's not. Bing, 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 bing,
bing, bing, bing, bing, bing. I just meant it's a completely different song that I have as the intro for this.
Oh, I thought you meant that's not how that y'all ready for this music goes.
Oh, that's exactly how that's how you're ready for this music goes. Nailed it.
It's too bad nobody redid the Mortal Kombat theme with poot noises.
hoot noises?
Yes. Since we're doing Shittiest like, Movie.
Oh. Yeah. Whew. Well, I can Google it.
Maybe.
In the meantime, did Noah watch this shitty movie?
I did not.
You are a piece of shit.
You are.
Yeah. I was going to watch it this morning, but then we recorded earlier.
So this week, and the shitty movie is Noah versus... No. So, Tim, does that mean that you're going to jump in on that landmine for Noah?
Thank the Lord I get to use this and get it... Stop talking about it forever, hopefully. Well, we'll see. It might actually last longer. Yeah, I mean, you already know what I watched. I talked about it last week. But it was so fucking awful.
I think I can beat it.
Perhaps. In fairness, you always think you can beat it.
In fairness.
This is true. So true.
So who wants to go first? Should I go since my cat is out of the bag
go,
for listeners?
Go ahead.
All right. I, last night, sat down and watched White Chicks.
Mm.
From the director of Scary Movie. They're two FBI agents and masters of disguise.
FBI, you're under arrest.
From Revolution Studios.
Brittany and Tiffany Wilson.
Sorry.
They're new.
There is something different about the two of you.
Comes a story of two guys.
You're wearing the wrong underwear.
Who are giving undercover. The ultimate makeover.
He's got my gun and badge.
Go.
Jeez, lady, all that for a bag?
It's Prada.
White Chicks.
Take a tip and Brit.
To the window. To the window. To the wall. To the wall.
I think you might have been black in a previous life.
Good God. It hurts.
There's nothing creepy about that makeup job.
It was really good, wasn't it, Tim?
No, it was so goddamn awful. Like, I think this was worse than Masters of Disguise. Like, I'm like, I just want to turn this off. Can't I just say I watched 12 minutes and I couldn't stand it, and like, that will be my review? No, I got to keep going. Yep. How about 19 minutes? I watched 19 minutes. Like, I have never checked the timer on a movie as much as I have on this one. I'm like, an hour left? An hour? What can they do for an hour?
You know the saddest part of that movie for me?
That they made it? No.
Terry Crews.
He was pretty funny.
Like he was.
His little not most of it. I mean he's trapped in that movie for most of it, but he just does that random ecstasy dance scene. That was funny.
Now I'm gonna watch it.
And I was go ahead, it's streaming. It's better than the Michael J. Fox show, isn't it? You piece of shit.
Yep.
You piece of shit.
Every time I watch a movie, I'm gonna be like, I could have watched this many Michael J. Fox shows at this time.
And I'm gonna give you a small cut on your penis with a piece of paper.
Ugh.
Good luck with that.
Oh.
Then I'm gonna pour lemon juice on it.
Oh.
And I'll be like, Michael J. Fox says hi, motherfucker.
Oh.
In fact, when I give you the cut, I'm gonna shake my hand so it gets a lot of little cuts.
Oh.
That way, it's Michael J. Fox style.
Oh. Terrible.
It's from a boy.
They call this move the Fox Scratch.
So I was telling this to my wife about how, like, when a bad movie makes me laugh, how angry it makes me. And I was like, oh.
I remember watching Kung Pao Enter the Fist with you.
I was like, there's one movie I want to nominate for worst movie ever, but I know it will not get past the nominating stage because these two assholes won't vote for it.
Nope.
I'm like, there's no way. There's depending on what Andy chooses, there's a chance I could swing Noah, but there's no way I'm swinging Andy around to my side for Kung Pao Enter the Fist.
Nope.
That movie's so fucking shitty. It made me laugh with one line, and I came out of the laugh angry. That wasn't it.
I am a great magician. Your clothes are red. This movie sucks.
That was not it.
Oh, what was it?
I need 4 pounds of nuts. That's not nuts! Anyway, so it was similar
that?
For... It was similar for White Chicks when, like, when Terry Crews was dancing, like... So for those of you who are lucky enough to have never heard of White Chicks, it stars two of the lesser talented Wayans brothers, and Matt Damon. It is directed by Keenan Ivory.
Sad.
they're FBI agents because right off the bat, believable. Mm-hmm. And starts off with them doing racist impressions of Hispanic people. Oh, Danelle's here. That's the thing. My wife loves this movie. Loves it.
Does she really?
She goes, loves is strong.
She enjoys it.
But she wanted to watch it again with me. But then I keep talking about this stuff that I hated. She's like, I don't remember that part. I was like, well, no wonder you like this movie. You've got
you don't remember
amnesia.
It.
You were traumatized by this movie, and you forgot the shitty parts.
Like an abused spouse.
Lord knows what she remembers if she's forgotten the shitty parts. But I remember opening credits and closing credits.
They're the best credits I've ever seen.
They seem decent to me. Anyway, so it starts with them doing like this makeup job of like them being like horrible like Latino store clerks, and one of them is supposedly only speaking Spanish and the other one is translating, but he's speaking in popular lyrics to songs you've all like La Bamba. Like, we know what he's saying. Like, you're not fooling
That's
anyone.
That's what makes it funny, Tim.
No. Anyway, blah blah blah. They get busted. Their bust that they try to do as the Hispanic people doesn't work. So that, like, they're on thin ice. And these two white socialite chicks are gonna get kidnapped, so they end up on their protective detail. But then they get in a minor traffic incident on the way to where they're supposed to be taking them, and each of them gets like a tiny cut on their face, and so they don't want to go to the Hamptons with cuts on their face. So their solution is to lock them in a hotel room, and then have people make them up to look like white chicks and go in their place. Now, so much is already wrong, and it's only 12 minutes into the movie. Like, first of all, what? They're just going to stay in that hotel room? How are they going to eat? They're just going to be like, oh, well, I guess I'll stay in this hotel room? Like, that's it. They're going to, okay. These people who have been
room
bossy.
Service. Hello.
They've been bossy and self-important the entire time. All of a sudden, they're going to listen to you when you say stay in this hotel room. They don't even know you're FBI agents. They think you're the courier people. Then, second of all, the Wayans brothers don't look fucking remotely like these two women, and everybody buys it.
That's the comedy, Tim.
And the one dude doesn't even shave his goatee. I was like, what the fuck?
I forgot about that.
That's the comedy, Tim.
And they're constantly in situations where the makeup or hair would have rubbed off, and it doesn't for some reason. I'm like, I know Mrs. Doubtfire had some of these problems, but nothing as bad as this shit. Like, there's that one scene in Mrs. Doubtfire where he keeps changing back and forth between himself and Mrs. Doubtfire. And you know that makeup job tapes way longer than he would be taking to put it on and off in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's just rubber mask that he just glues on quickly and then rips back off again and then glues back on again.
But there was nothing compared to this. Oh, it was just, And then for no reason, one of the guys decides he wants to make time with this female reporter. So he steals Terry Owens' car and tries to pass off Terry Owens' house as his. For no reason! There's no reason for that! It's like, why is this FBI agent breaking the law to impress a chick while he's in the middle of trying to salvage his thin ice job? Oh, man.
That's the comedy, Tim.
Oh, so fucking angry. I was like, this sucks. I tweeted midway through. I'm like, maybe this wasn't such a good idea. I don't want to watch this anymore. I don't know why we've started doing this. I don't want it.
Should have been the best movie ever.
Oh, that's what our tournament should have been? We should have been watching like Shawshank Redemption and Schindler's List?
Oh, fuck. I've been watching so many good movies lately.
Anyway, that's why White Chicks is shitty. I'm spent. Somebody take over.
All right. So, White Chicks always made me wonder. It is horribly, horribly racist when you see a white actor put on blackface. Is White Chicks that racist? Or is it just incredibly stupid?
So, here's what I think, why the way people usually view it, is that if it is a privileged person making fun of oppressed people, then it's not okay. But if it's a oppressed person making fun of people, you know, erased from privilege, then, you know, for whatever reason, it's okay. Just because, you know, they haven't been oppressed. Which I don't really think is valid, but I think that's how a lot of people look at it.
Yeah, so, I saw that as a definition of racism. Is like the like colored people. Hey, good word choice, Bab. can't be racist. They can have racially motivated prejudicial thoughts or be prejudiced. Have a prejudice that is racially motivated, but because they aren't an empowered ethnicity, they are not racist. I was like, this seems like bullshit.
Well, yep. I mean, that could be that this definition of the word, right? Like,
yeah. Well, I would say so. I would say it's true that both groups can be racist, but I think Noah's is a little bit more nuanced because Noah, correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like that is it's not can black guys be racist? It's more of are black guys mocking white people racist in the same way that white people mocking black people are?
I don't think, you know, people think it is, right? You know, because it's like...
Yeah, because there's a different power dynamic
yes.
there. Because in the one case, the mocking, I mean, it's like... It'd be like making fun of somebody that you also beat up versus making fun of somebody who used to beat you up.
If you're the one being terrorized and then, you know, they beat you up, you know, that'd be messed up. They made fun of you, but if you finally win a battle and you made fun of them, people are probably not going to look at it the same way.
Yeah. Or if you've never beat them, but you're mocking them. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I can see where there's a difference. So, incredibly stupid.
I'm just saying, if Michael Cera and Jonah Hill make a movie called Black Chicks, the same premise, but in reverse. Not only is it going to also be a shitty movie, it's also going to be a shitty racist movie.
Tim, I can fix that racism for you with two words.
What's that?
Tyler Perry's.
Why does that fix anything?
Because Tyler Perry's Black Chicks is going to make a shitload of money.
Oh, I see.
Because black people love Tyler Perry. Not
you
all black people.
You know what? If Tyler Perry wrote and directed it, it might not be racist.
But it would be shitty.
Which reminds me, there's a Tyler Perry movie on streaming that I'm like, ugh, I think I gotta watch this.
Can you guys make a Venn diagram of racist and shitty movies? Let me know which one.
You know what's
one.
In the sweet spot? Madea.
Well, and that's sexist too, because that's a black guy playing a black lady, as like every stereotypical. Older, unmarried, I guess, busybody black lady.
But then that comes into question as like, you know, well, what makes it racist as opposed to like, you know, I think we talked about this before, like, whereas like, if you take any kind of racist stereotype, you know, you're probably going to find, you know, someone's like, oh, I know someone who's like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, how far can you go where it's not racist?
There typically has to be some sort of little nugget in...
I mean, obviously,
in
if
a stereotype,
jam every stereotype into one person, it's like,
yeah,
okay.
I also feel like a lot of stereotypes are like, well, I'm going to make fun of you people as being typically blah, because a visible minority of you are. It's like, okay, but I think if you really took a real careful look around, you'd see a visible minority of a lot of different groups of people are exactly that same way. Like that whole thing of like, oh, prototypical Asian tourist is going to be walking around with a camera taking pictures of, like, fucking everything obsessively. Well, yes, but every other tourist that you see walking around with a camera, regardless of skin color, ethnicity, family history, whatever, they're probably going to be taking an obnoxious amount of pictures. It's what tourists do. Why? Because they're on fucking vacation and they'd like to have a record of it later. Don't tell them how to enjoy the moment. Anyways.
So what's going to beat White Chicks for worst movie of this week?
Speaking of stupid, I don't know that it gets stupider than casting Michelle Rodriguez and asking her to do a British accent. While she's sitting next to a bunch of other people, not speaking with British accents.
I have no idea what this movie is.
Me neither.
Very good.
A father. A daughter. A mighty leader.
She could be the end. Or the beginning of the world as we know it.
A prophet.
They have been talking for years that Caden was in search of a prodigious child.
Where is she?
A young hero.
What makes us think that you won't attack?
A guardian. A land ruled by evil. A secret society of Avengers.
This is the headquarters of the Brimstone Society.
Physical strength means nothing.
I do not intend to stop fighting for a second.
Will the world be ruled by light or darkness?
Prepare to witness the beginning of the new era.
Blood Rain. The adventure begins.
Consider yourself lucky because Blood Rain, probably not Uwe Boll's worst movie.
What? Did you mess up his name on purpose?
No, that's how you pronounce it.
Wait, what did you say?
Uwe Boll.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Uwe Boll?
Nope. Learn German.
All right.
Learn German, Noah. Stupid shit.
No. Yeah, that is actually how you pronounce it.
Andy Tim, 2014.
I used to call him Uwe Boll all the time, too.
Don't try to piggyback on that, Tim.
It's okay, Noah. Tim's tiny. He can piggyback whatever he wants.
Not as tiny as it used to be. You know what I'm saying?
Oh
yeah, I didn't eat for 24 hours. Booyah!
So that fixes everything.
That showed us, Andrew goes, I guess.
Andrew goes, quick, weigh yourself and declare success on your diet.
Never weigh yourself again.
So, Blood Rain has a bunch of really good actors. No, oh, sorry. Blood Rain has Michael Madsen and Billy Zane and Udo Kier and Meatloaf and Michelle Rodriguez, and then has one really good actor, Ben Kingsley.
Ah, oh,
and Ben
I don't
Kingsley.
Know what Ben Kingsley lost, but he keeps ending up in shitty shit.
I don't know, but somehow this crazy German bastard managed to talk Ben Kingsley into wearing a hairpiece that looks like a yarmulke with a ponytail. So he's just walking around bald the whole time, except for this weird, like back dome of fluff that just comes out and then goes down his back. So, the entire movie, well, it's based on a video game, and unlike almost everything else that Uwe Boll makes, actually bears a passing resemblance to the video game that it's based on. This is not to this movie's credit, because the video game itself, the backstory, the plot, this idea of you've got a half-vampire kick-ass assassin, that whole backstory exists just to explain why the character can do backflips and heal really quickly. It is a video game trope to explain the character's story. It has nothing to, like the rest of the plot in that game is so paper thin hung on that. And this movie does away with one of the only awesome things about the actual video game, which is in the video game, you're a vampire fighting Nazis. But apparently, maybe it's because he's German, Uwe Boll didn't want to put Nazis in this one. So instead, she's fighting fucking Billy Zane and Meatloaf. And
well,
then at the very, very, very end,
don't they? Shouldn't
Ben
they
Kingsley.
Die anyways?
So, Michael Madsen should not be an action hero. Because seeing him run out of the shitty rundown Czech castles that they filmed in, it would be like watching me in a loose-fitting tunic running around. Does anyone really want to see my moobs hitting me in the face? Well, that's how I felt about watching Blood Rain.
You felt like you were watching yourself?
I did. I felt like I was watching a less beardy, more depressed... Because Tim knows, if I had a line to deliver in that fucking movie, I would have brought it. I would have brought it four different times, and Uwe Boll would have picked the shittiest version of it to do. But Michael Madsen mumbles his way through this movie like he is just there for the craft services. There is a sex scene in this movie. Now, my wife and I, we were going through a thing 8 years ago or whatever, that we wanted to watch shitty films just to laugh at them. And it was like a year after Blood Rain came out, so we got it on Netflix or something like that and popped it in. This sex scene came on, and she was like, "Ah, good, you know, at least something that's going to be like at least a little woo about this movie." I think we both hated sex a little after that sex scene.
Did you guys fuck while you're watching it?
No.
You should have.
I don't now.
Doggy
Christana
style,
Loken,
so you both can see it.
Christina Loken has a decent body, and she gets her tits out. Usually that's about all it takes. You know, especially 8 years ago. It would have been like, all right, here we go. But the weird way that she just sort of climbs onto this guy slash the dungeon door or whatever behind, like, it looks, I think it's a jail, but I fast-forwarded through that part of the movie when I was trying to rewatch it. Also, it was just a shitty screener on YouTube, which we can link.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
Save your eyeballs. Actually, you know what? Watching it in 240 resolution on this shitty YouTube screener, where it was, like, clear that somebody just, like, pointed a video camera, with the I believe, Arabic subtitles and the weird, like, logo embossed on the top of it, doesn't really detract from the visual quality of this film that much.
How could it?
This dude, he wished he was making something epic. Fuck, he wished he was making Blade, and he failed at every turn. The final battle, everyone winds up stabbed. Like,
spoilers.
Yeah, you know what? Nothing can spoil this film. You don't need to put the shout up there. This isn't spoiling. I'm saving everybody. They finally get rid of the evil vampire by the fairly useless love interest who she fucks up against this dungeon door with her tits out after crawling up like a weird spider monkey. And then I guess because they thought that it would imply like the power and the passion with which this half vampire was fucking this human hero. With one hand, she's holding on to the part of the door that's like bolted into the wall. And the other hand, the actual part that opens up. And she's just banging that gate closed. Just dong, 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 dong. So annoying. So if her weird, like, monkey grunts aren't turning you off already, that gong of that door just jangling around is definitely going to do it.
I like me some monkey grunts.
Okay. Well, then maybe this scene is for you. I'll link you a copy of that scene just for that.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
Monkey grunts!
Get your jack off. So, this ineffectual human that she was banging against that thing, he winds up stabbed or hurt. Or I fucking wasn't paying that close of attention by the end of this thing. You know, once was enough. He throws a bottle of holy water at the evil vampire, who's the hot chick's dad, Ben Kingsley, while he's stabbing her in the shoulder and, like, I guess trying to talk her into becoming a full vampire or some shit like that. Ben Kingsley catches it, so the guy shoots a crossbow bolt at the thing and it breaks it. Ben Kingsley is still fast enough to catch the next crossbow bolt that this guy shoots at him. I don't understand why he just caught the holy water and held onto it. It's like, oh, this live grenade? Well, it's not a problem. I fucking caught it. What you got now? So it goes off. It burns his face. He grabs the next crossbow bolt. She grabs his hand, turns it around. Now, okay, this is an actual spoiler alert, but it's a spoiler for Saving Private Ryan. You guys both remember the scene where there's the Special Forces guy alone in the room with the other dude, and they're fighting over the knife. It's pretty gritty. The other guy winds up telling the guy, no, stop, just wait. And while the guy's just slowly pushing that knife into him.
Ooh, yes, that was a rough scene.
Yeah. The blood rain where she's stabbing her own father more looks like she's just sort of kind of, no, get away. It is the weakest, just like most limp-wristed, I'm pushing this into you, meh. And then he falls down and spazzes out, and then shitty CGI takes over and like makes him wither away. Just like the rest of the CGI, what little they use of it. And that's kind of the end. And there's a whole subplot about Michelle Rodriguez's father, who used to work for this vampire-killing academy, or whatever the fuck it is, being turned into a vampire, and he's trying to recruit her back, or he's refusing to tell the head vampire where she is, like where their secret base is, or some shit like that. But I couldn't be fucked to... I watched this thing less than 12 hours ago, and I can't give a shit about it. 12 hours later, to even relate to you guys how bad and weird that little bit is. Oh, and by the way, do you guys think that Billy Zane looks at all like Michelle Rodriguez? Tall, pale, white dude?
Totally.
Short, spunky Latina?
Mm-hmm. He's the Phantom.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, and Meatloaf. You know, the only good scene about Meatloaf is while he's on screen,
it's the one where he's drizzled in ketchup.
Yeah.
Ketchup.
While he's on scene, just chewing the scenery. just overacting. Like they told him he's getting paid by the decibel. There is a bunch of, I believe they were actual prostitutes, just sort of scattered here and there. So there's at least something to look at while that particular shitty scene is happening. So if we're playing Watch This, Not That, I'm not going to put Blood Rain up against some weak-ass shit like White Girls, because that was just fucking stupid. I'm going to say Blood Rain needs to go up against Watching Your Granny Get Raped, and I'm probably going to go on the granny rape side of this equation.
Whoa, that's above the pale, sir.
Yeah, it's the pale. Don't put it in the pale.
No.
Why are you paling? What? Don't drink the pale ale. What is he talking about?
Yeah. I think he's telling me not to fuck Billy Zane.
Well, that's good advice.
It's okay, Tim.
I'm going to distance myself from that comment Andy just made.
Oh, okay. Apparently Noah does want to fuck Billy Zane.
No, the grandma rape comment.
Oh, so you do want to fuck Billy Zane. No, wait, you don't want to? I'm lost. Tim, where does Noah stand on fucking Billy Zane?
I think he's pro.
Okay.
If that's what you got to do.
All right, let's vote. My kid's having a meltdown in the other room.
Yeah, he heard that grandmother comment and it freaked him out.
I don't want anybody to rape Grammy.
You know, I have a strong hate for not a strong hate. I really dislike gooey balls. And I've seen some of his movies and they are just shitty.
Yeah, I actually wanted to do Alone in the Dark for this one instead of Blood Rain, but I could not find a streaming copy of Alone in the Dark, and I was not going to pay any goddamn money for it.
What about non-goddamn money?
I would not pay any angel-blessed money for this. Wait, Satan-blessed. That would be the opposite of goddamned.
I'm going to have to go with Blood Rain on this one.
Blood Rain wins.
I think I've actually seen that movie, and yeah, just in general, I've seen Weebo's movie, and they're just fucking terrible. Like, how does this guy keep?
I never have to think about white chicks ever again, ever.
I almost picked white chicks about, so you'd have to talk about it again, but
so
you can't pick the same movie again.
No. I was going to say I almost picked white chicks just so you would have to talk about it again.
Oh, I see. Got it.
Just to fuck with you. Yeah.
Noah, guess where my fist is?
Up your butt?
No.
Oh. Touching the screen?
Somewhere past your prostate?
No. It's back on the Noah. Noah, I'm not puppeteering myself.
Ooh, that would be a show.
I'm going to give myself the minivan. You know what that is. Two in the front, five in the back.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
Andy, tell me how your week was.
It was okay, Noah. I didn't get trapped in Florida this week.
And you, what about the weather?
The weather was nice.
Tell him, Steve Dave. Tell him, Steve Dave, in order to try, they lost the Stitcher Award last year. And so in order to try and win it this year, they're trying to up their game. And so Walt Flanagan did a survey of the four most boring topics so that he could try and make them interesting. Would you like to know what the four most boring topics were?
I'm going to guess weather, how his week was.
Travel.
Weather. And weather, what movies he's seen recently.
The weather.
Yeah.
Your kids. Your pets. And your dreams. I was like, fucking, that is the Andy smorgasbord of goodness.
That's where Andy lives.
No, I can't do it. I can't. I was gonna push back on that one, but I was gonna say some shit that's so horrible, not even I can do it. And this is Granny Raper. Wait, no.
And this is Granny Raper.
Sayer.
Reminding you.
That'd be a hell of a Marvel character.
Spay and neuter your grandmother. Now we know, and knowing is half the battle. Granny Raper.
Hey,
let me guess. Noah would like to distance himself from those comments as well?
Check it out. It has that new Granny Raper grip.
Oh.
I distanced myself from the comments I just made.
Hey, kids, don't run with scissors. All right, now I'm going to go bang your meemaw up the butt.
Meemaw.
All right. That's all we can do.
She doesn't want anal sex.
Thank you, Andy.
Hates it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I saw that little wolf thing.
Now, what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat.
My insanity wolf?
Yes. Yeah, I remember, everyone. Never trust... How do you say it again, Andy? Ooey balls?
W is a V. E is a schwa. So it's uva.
Uva?
Ball.
Ball. Remember, everyone, never trust uva ball to make a good movie. Never. Ever.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
You're doing it like two black guys who don't look anything like two white chicks.
This week, I hate it when watching some random dude lick Kristanna Loken's nipple gives me an any dick.
Thanks for listening to this waste of the internet known as the TanCast Podcast. We're now back on iTunes, so you can go and subscribe to us and leave us a comment. You can go to TanCast.com for links to our store, Facebook, and Twitter. You can also email us at yourmom@TanCast.com. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid for making the official TanCast theme. All right, I think we've wasted enough of your time this week. Come back to TanCast soon, and next time, bring a friend.
TanCast. Wait, you had any dick anyways.
Oh, burn!
Oh, okay.
Where's the fist bump now? No, he doesn't! There it is, fist. Where's my fist? Fist, fist. I said no, he doesn't. Come on, I had your back. With fist. Fist it. Fist.
All right,
fist
all right.
This week I hate it when two half-black motherfuckers who should be my friends talk shit about me behind my back and in front of my face.
I'm fisting! Come fist on. Me! It's time for fist!
Come on, Andy. You set yourself up for that one.
Wonder Fist powers activate!
I'm fisting you, alright? Relax.
No, I think listeners who are being fair to themselves and to me.
I'm just getting Andy's back. I want the fists.
Oh, you got my fist, Tim.
There we go.
Fist it up.
You know what's funny? I actually did set my fist on my computer screen like it was going to matter.
Oh, I did too.
But the entire time I was screaming about it.
Oh, that's commitment. Extra cum.
Well, you said extra cum?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
And he said extra cum.
What? No cum.
No, he said extra. Like,
yeah. I don't want any.
No, there's more.
Yeah. No.
There's some, and then there's even more than that.
Yeah.
I don't want some. Much less another helping. I'm not going back for seconds.
No. Do you want extra mitts?
What?
Because that's all I got.
What?
I got cum, and I got mitts.
What's happening?
Isn't that what you meant?
What's mitts? What is he talking about? What's happening?
Have a week.